Donald and Violet Heimbaugh died earlier this year. He was 98, she was 95. They spent decades in the Fox Valley. And since they had no kids or direct heirs, they left a fortune to the Fox Valley Community Foundation. Kurt Dachin is the group's president and CEO. He describes the Heimbaughs as prudent investors who lived modestly.
They're probably a perfect prototype and example for the millionaire next door, the type of people that you would never expect to have accumulated that kind of wealth. It was stunning to everyone in the community.
Donald Heimbaugh was an accountant. Violet taught Spanish at Appleton West High School. Dachin says they left no specific instructions on how the $16 million should be spent.
The beauty of a gift like this is that it's intended to be a permanent endowment so that each and every year, forever, there will be grants coming from the Donald and Violet Heimbaugh Fund.
Dachin says most people who leave bequests to the foundation leave directions on how to spend the money. About $13 million in such restricted grants are made annually, but the Heimbaugh windfall will be unrestricted. Last year, the Community Foundation had $200,000 in the unrestricted fund. That'll now quadruple to $800,000 a year. The foundation serves Outagamie, Calumet, Waupaca, and Shawnee counties, and the northern part of Winnebago County. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.